Judge Gagnon and his wife have recently lost their son. They are wonderful grandparents, but they're not quite themselves right now, Dr. Gerritsen. Surely you understand how difficult this must be for them.
We're sharp as tacks, and you know it, James interjected harshly. Don't play us for doddering fools.
Dr. Gerritsen's gaze flickered to James and Mary Ann, then back to Catherine. His expression was plainly perturbed.
I don't like being put in the middle of these things.
I never would have dreamed of getting you involved, Catherine assured him.
According to Dr. Rocco's records, Nathan falls ill a lot,
Dr. Gerritsen added pointedly, and rather easily. Dr. Rocco always took excellent care of Nathan. Dr. Gerritsen gave her a dubious look. He obviously knew of her relationship with Tony and wasn't fooled.
I don't think you should take the boy home, the head of pediatrics announced.
Catherine's heart fell. She could feel the panic bubble up in her throat even as James began to smile.
Unfortunately, Dr. Gerritsen continued crisply, I don't have any say in the matter. What?
James this time, clearly stunned.
As of this moment, she's still Nathan's legal guardian, Dr. Gerritsen shrugged. I'm sorry, Judge Gagnon, but my hands are tied.
Marianne started shaking her head, a woman suddenly coming awake, only to find herself in the middle of a very bad dream.
Exigent circumstances, James countered quickly. You felt there was an immediate and compelling threat to the boy, justifying sending him home with his grandparents. But I don't know that there's an immediate and compelling threat. The boy's health history. You yourself said it was suspicious.
He needs us, Marianne said plaintively. We're all he has left.
Dr. Gerritsen flashed Marianne a sympathetic look before returning his attention to James.
Suspicious, yes. Definitive, no.
James was clearly furious now.
She is a threat to that child.
If I was a threat to Nathan, Catherine interjected levelly, why would I keep bringing him to the hospital for medical care?
Because it's what you do, James barked, using your own child to gain attention for yourself so you can play the role of the tragic mother. I tried to warn Jimmy. I tried to tell him what you're doing, harming your own son. It's disgusting.
But I don't need to play the role of the tragic mother anymore to get attention, do I, James? Catherine looked her father-in-law in the eye. Now I'm the grieving widow.